Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast on 28th November 2019. This came to you as a part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Bishu Prushti. Have a listen, please.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a lovely bhajan which Bhagwan himself used to sing, a bhajan which sent everyone into raptures when the divine led from the front. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Chitta chora yashoda ke baal navanita chora Gopal.
This bhajan has just three lines, and in today's classroom we will learn how to sing this bhajan. We will learn about the composition, the raga and the beat behind this beautiful namavali, and we'll also spend time understanding the significance of the various names of Lord Krishna described in this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Chitta chora Yashoda ke baal Navanita chora Gopal. Gopal, 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 Govardhanadhara Gopal. Gopal, 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 Govardhanadhara Gopal.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, here is how this bhajan should be sung. As you listen to every line of this bhajan sung very slowly, please follow as diligently as you can so that you get a feel of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is set to the scale Ye Pancham. Chitta chora yashoda ke baal Navanita chora Gopal.
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 Gopal, 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 Govardhanadhara 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 Gopal.
Gopal, 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 Govardhanadhara Gopal.
Gopal, Gopal, गोपाल गोवर्धन धर गोपाल
गोपाल गोपाल गोपाल गोपाल गोवर्धन धर गोपाल
गोपाल गोपाल गोपाल गोपाल गोवर्धन धर गोपाल
चित्त चोरा यशोदा की बाल नवनीत चोर गोपाल
सो दिस इज द ब्यूटिफुल भजन विच भगवान हिमसेल्फ यूज टू सिंग एंड वी हैव दिस भजन इन दिस ट्यूटर ऑफ रेडियो साई भजन क्लासरूम बिकॉज ऑफ द रिक्वेस्ट ऑफ अ लिसनर It's been a long pending request and we were doing vintage bhajans for very long. Now by Bhagwan's grace, we are able to take some of these requests and continue this classroom with the bhajans that so many listeners wanted us to have in this program. One of the very vibrant bhajan which Bhagwan has sung often and for those of us who love to not only sing but also play in different musical instruments, Let us spend some time and learn the technical structure of the bhajan, the raga in which it is based and the swaras and Anirudh is here with us to share his thoughts on the make of this bhajan. So what do you think about the raga of this bhajan, Anirudh?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
As soon as I hear this bhajan, actually I don't think of the raga of the bhajan. Because it's such a...
Then the bhajan has done its job.
Yes. It is filled with such energy,
Absolutely.
The power and such devotion evoking bhajan.
Absolutely.
It really makes you close your eyes and clap your hands to the loudest possible and
yes.
sing, Gopal.
Yes, let the Gopal continue.
Yes.
But as a matter of duty and confirming to the nature of the segment that we are having in this program, you have to share about the raga of the bhajan.
Yes. So, the raga, I think, which is based on is Pilu. And maybe you can also say that the notes are taken from the raga Kapi.
Mm-hmm.
Though bhajans may not follow the typical structural boundaries of a raga. But as I mentioned before, it contains more than what is required of the raga or the power or the emotion in it.
Yes.
So, the emotion of Pilu or Kapi is conveyed in this bhajan, I can say.
I feel bhajans don't elaborate the ragas.
Yes, absolutely.
The ragas get enriched
yes.
with bhajans.
Yes, absolutely. This simple bhajan, simple in the sense it has only 3-4 lines,
yes.
but yet the lines are so lengthy that The singers need to know that we need to take the breath before we sing.
Chitta chora yashoda ke baal, navanita chora gopal.
So you need to end till the end of the beat, the gopal.
And as you also often mention about the pronunciation, many
yes.
times when we sing gopal, the l we miss to clearly pronounce. Gopal,
yes.
and the L is never heard.
Yes. Oh, yes. That one I remember because many times the follow starts off before the lead singer finishes the line. So,
Navanita Chora Gopa.
It sounds Gopa.
Gopa, yes.
So, maybe we can just sing that L syllable little earlier.
Yes.
So that the listeners can listen to that word
Correct.
Fully.
Navanita Chora Gopal.
Yes.
So that is a very good point you brought about. Secondly, the glides in this bhajan is what strikes me so much.
Gopal.
That's what gives the
Absolutely.
Absolute
yeah.
bhavam and pulls the string of the melody.
Gopal, Gopal, Gopal.
You see, there is a lot of space in the entire line for the singer to do this glides. So if we were to sing plain,
Gopal, 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 Govardhanadhar Gopal.
This is a plain demonstration of the bhajan. Whereas if you give the glides and
melt it to the bhava of the bhajan.
Yes, so Gopal. So there is so much space for you to give that glide.
Gopal, Gopal, Govardhanadhar Gopal.
And again the next line.
Gopal, Gopal.
This is one of the very, very beautiful glides.
Gopal.
So if you see the notes, it is
ma ma ga.
It is very adjacent. The notes are so adjacent, but you feel like as if you are giving a long glide of one note to the, from other side to far away. So
Gopal, 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 Govardhanadhar Gopal.
The glides and the vibrato in this bhajan have so much power that it really makes you cry and pine for God. And the perfect way that Swami demonstrated in his own voice, it's a classic example to follow and learn this bhajan. And I'm sure we would be playing Swami's version of the bhajan too in the end of the episode.
Yes.
So for listeners to get a feel of the similar bhajans, though the similar bhajans are a mix of many other ragas too.
Tum ho data Sai Shankara, humko dijo Anand Baba.
You see the similarities,
yes,
the glides?
Absolutely.
Sai Prem De, Shanti De, Anand De, Baba Prem De.
And you were mentioning that the bhajan is largely based on Rag Pilu. Would you like to share a little bit about how Rag Pilu is?
Actually, brother, I have not learnt formally the Rag Pilu, but I would try to give a small alap in the similar feel of this bhajan.
पूछो ना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ.
That was really a very poignant song and so beautifully explains the richness and the beauty and sublimity packed in the raga.
I just want to mention that in the raga ala which I did, I didn't stick on to the pilu. Since the pilu and kapi are so close to each other by just few notes difference, so I went through the raga kapi, which was so tempting to touch upon. So parallelly the songs like Jagado Dharana, all this were coming in my mind, and but ended with a soulful,
yes,
Puchana kaisi hai meri ma.
Beautiful. Okay, so let's get on with the program and do the swaras.
Yes, so let's do the first line.
Chit chora Yashoda ke baal, Navanita chora Gopal. Ni sari ni sari, riga ma riga sari ni sa. Ni sari ni sari ni sari, riga ma riga sari ni sa.
In the second time we have a variation.
चित चोरा यशोदा के बाल, नवनीत चोर गोपाल. निसरी सनी सरी गरी रिपा गमरी गरी निसा. Gopal, 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 Govardhan dhar Gopal. Ni sari ma ga ri sari, ga ri sa ni, ni ri sa ni pa pa ni, ni sari ma ga ri ri ga sa. Ni sari ma ga ri sari, ga ri sa ni, nirsani pappani nisare magare regasa. Gopal, 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 Govardhan dhar Gopal. Ripa mapa mapani paga gama mapari gari sani nirisani papani nisari magari rigasa. Ripa mapa mapani paga gama mapari gare sani nirsani papani nisare magare regasa.
I guess this is one of the bhajans with medium speed, right? Medium to fast, can we say that?
Yes, this is one of the very powerful bhajans which has the potential of speeding it up in the third speed. So it can be sung during the last few bhajans. or as an ending bhajan too. Since the words are simple, Gopal, Gopal, so yes. Even if you increase the speed, it is easy to sing.
Correct.
Let's have a quick demo of the second speed and the third speed.
Chitta chora yashoda ke bahan, navanita chora gopal.
Chitta chora yashoda ke bahan, navanita chora gopal.
Gopal, gopal, gopal. Govardhan dhar gopal.
Gopal, gopal, gopal. Govardhan dhar gopal.
Gopal, 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 gopal. Govardhan dhar gopal.
Gopal, 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 gopal. Govardhan dhar gopal.
Gopal, gopal, gopal. Govardhan dhar gopal.
Gopal, gopal, gopal. Govardhan dhar gopal.
Gopal, 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 gopal. Govardhan dhar gopal.
Gopal, 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 gopal. Govardhan dhar gopal.
Chitta chora yashoda ke bahan, navanita chora gopal.
And it's the usual 8 beat.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh, Anand and Gokul.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam.
Sairam. So with that, we have learned how to sing this bhajan, but we have to spend time now in understanding what we should pour into every word of this bhajan as we sing its every line. We have to understand the beauty and the sublimity of every word that has come together to be a part of this composition. So let's begin with the first line. Chitta chora. Chora means thief. Chitta refers to the reflective mind. Chitta has many connotations. It refers to that aspect of the mind that stores. It also refers to the facet of the mind that analyzes. So chitta chora refers to the one who steals the mind. Yashoda is the foster mother of Lord Krishna. Bal means child. Chitta chora Yashoda ke bal. We are calling out to Lord Krishna, who is the beloved son of Mother Yashoda and the one who mesmerizes and takes away the minds of people. Now, why is the Lord hailed as Chitta chora? In a discourse that Bhagwan gave on Krishna Janmashtami Day 1968, Bhagwan said, "The incarnation of Krishna was in order to propagate the sacred dharma which will lead man to the holiness he has to attain and to teach the manner and content of the efforts that he has to put forth. Krishna, the divine principle, is born in the navel of every person and he has to be transported to the tongue and fostered there as Mother Yashoda fostered little Krishna with maternal care and love. This is the secret of salvation as taught by the principle of Namasmarana. In order to save man, Swami says, the Lord appeared in a most charming form so that he could draw his heart in love. The Lord is described as Raso Vaisaha. He is sweetness itself. So Krishna easily steals into the hearts of even the most hard-hearted individuals. And that is the reason why he is described as Chitta Chora. In fact, in some bhajans, we also call out to the Lord as Bada Chitta Chora, which means he is the greatest of the thieves, the one who steals our hearts. Krishna stole the hearts and the owners were glad of it. Swami says, Krishna shed light, awakened people and made those whose hearts he stole richer and happier. He destroyed all craving for sensual pleasure and filled the entire being with thoughts of the divine. That is how the Lord stole every heart and sublimated their lives. Mr. Krishnadas Iradi, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan, was blessed to sing in the divine physical presence of Swami way back in the 60s. And even till this day, in 2019, he sings in front of Bhagwan's Sannidhi. It was sometime in the 60s, during his second trip to Puttaparthi, that he had this strange thought, if Baba really is divine, then let him show me that he is Krishna. Then I will accept him with unquestioning faith. In those days, there was not much crowd in Prashantinilayam. Swami would grant interview to anyone who came to Puttaparthi. The bhajan sessions would go on from 7 in the morning till 11. After this, Bhagwan would come to the bhajan hall and bhajans would go on for an hour till 12. Mr. Raja Reddy was the only singer leading the bhajans on the gent side, while on the lady side was Miss Vijaya. So he remembers sitting somewhere behind one among the hundreds gathered that particular day. The bhajan started. Soon Bhagwan arrived and ascended the few steps to the throne. Once Bhagwan was there, bhajans acquired a new charm. Swami was so involved in the singing that everyone too got lost in that bliss of seeing Swami and singing for him. In fact, Bhagwan was directing every hem and flow of the session. He was setting the pace and the progression of the singing. And when Mr. Iradi heard the compositions, the tempo, the ambience, the voices and the vibrations, it thrilled him. However, his mind was still on Krishna, because he could never think of anyone else as God. And suddenly, that thought erupted in his mind again. Is my Krishna there in Baba? Can I see my Krishna in this Swami? And as these thoughts flooded his mind, he looked at Bhagwan intently, almost as if searching for his Krishna. And as he watched Swami, to his utter delight, the color of Bhagwan's form slowly began to change. The orange transformed into a blue hue. His features began to metamorphose. The halo of Bhagwan's hair disappeared and a beautiful feather appeared. His enchanting face was now glowing in a beatific blue. And what a charming smile he saw on Bhagwan's face. And within himself he shouted, oh my God, this is Krishna. Here is my Krishna. His heart leapt in bliss. His mind became numb. And his body was too thrilled to absorb the enormity of that moment. He just wanted to look at that form again and again. He wanted that moment should become eternal. And even as he was wishing that this moment never ends, in the next instance it was gone. It was almost as if nothing had happened. But something too profound and too powerful had happened within him. He says, I knew I was in the presence of that Krishna, whom I had loved with my everything since my childhood, for whom I have sung my heart out from the time I began to walk and talk. There was no way for him to express the deep emotion of that moment. He began to cry. Throughout that session, tears streamed down and drenched his entire being. He says, now it was settled. I knew I belonged to him. I knew it to my very bones. After this life-transforming experience, there was no looking back for Mr. Iradi. Puttaparthi became his Dwarka and Vrindavan, and he longed for every opportunity to be in this holy abode. But the Lord is so kind, instead of facilitating Mr. Iradi to come to his presence, Bhagwan himself was at his place. In 1963, Swami was in Palghat, which is one of the most populous towns in the South Indian state of Kerala. Mr. Iradi recalls, "Many a times I cannot control my tears when I think of those days, especially when I hear the bhajan Chitta Chora Yashoda Ke Bal," because it was during this visit of Swami that for the first time ever this bhajan was sung in his immediate presence. And Swami was so happy listening to our rendering that after the session he hurriedly came down from the stage and literally hugged us. He was so thrilled listening to this composition. He was bubbling with joy. He even said, "Why don't you add an alap before the bhajan?" And we implemented this without any delay. He loved this bhajan even more. My brother and I have lost count of the number of times he has asked us to sing this bhajan ever since. And every time we sang this bhajan, he would be in bliss. Seeing him happy, in fact, has been the greatest treasure and the moment of fulfillment in our lives. Mr. Iradi reflects more and says, "I come from a family which is deep into spirituality and service. So many saints and holy men, including the Paramacharya of Kanchimath, have stayed in our house and we have served all of them with great devotion. My parents were deeply devoted to the values of Indian culture and tradition. I was fortunate to grow in such a sacred environment. I feel it is because of the blessings of our parents and the devotion that they instilled in us right from our childhood that we had the opportunity to be led on to the lotus feet of Bhagwan. He not only overwhelmed us by touching our lives with his love, but also set our spirits free by liking our bhajans." Imagine our joy when later Swami himself started singing this bhajan. To what extent the Lord can go to fill our hearts with bliss to the brim. That is the love of the Lord. That is the beautiful way the Lord steals our hearts here. Bhagwan, in a way, stole the bhajan from Mr. Iradi, but at the same time, he stole their hearts too and spread so much love every time he sang this bhajan that everyone was telling Swami, "Swami, please steal my heart too and let it become one with thee." So that is the beauty of this composition, and that is how sublime this one line of the bhajan is. Let's move on to the next line. Navanita means butter. Gopal is one of the beautiful names of Lord Krishna. The word Gopal can be split into Go, which means cows, and Pal means to protect. Bhagwan explains that Go represents the animal tendencies within us, and so it means the loving Lord who tends to us and subdues our negative qualities. Once while speaking to the students, Bhagwan said, "When you say Gopal, what is it that you should think of?" Yes, Krishna is one thing, but why is he called Gopal? When a calf is born, the mother cow literally licks off the birth fluid, the placenta, that is on the calf all by herself. When a normal cow, Swami says, can remove so much dirt from its own calf, imagine how much dirt can the Lord or Gopal remove from your being. God is like an ocean of purity. Your small impurity will not affect God. He will fill you with sublimity. Every time you chant the word Gopal, feel that the Lord is cleansing you. That is the beauty of the name and the magnanimity of his love. As if to remind us that he is the same Krishna of the Dwapara age come again, Bhagwan established two Gokulams or dairy farms, one in Puttaparthi and one in Whitefield. These dairy farms have many cows which provide milk, and in the early years it was not just cows, there were so many other animals who used to live together in this beautiful animal kingdom that Bhagwan created. On every Krishna Janmashtami day, Bhagwan would visit the Gokulam in Prashantinilayam and shower his abundant love on these adorable animals and birds.
In the later years, a beautiful event unfolded annually on the birthday of Lord Krishna. Swami allowed the cows, calves, rabbits, deer, etc. to be brought into his presence in Sai Kulwanth Hall on this sacred day. Until she passed away, Swami's pet elephant Sai Geeta too used to majestically lead this procession. It was a colorful array because the cows and calves were all decked in beautiful garments. Bhagwan used to specially bless all the animals and birds, probably reminiscing the days he spent with these endearing beings in the Gokulam of yore. He would stroke the rabbits, feed milk from feeding bottles to the little calves. He would caress the pigeons and so on. In Satyam Shivam Sundaram Part 1, Professor Kasturi writes that even as a young child, Bhagwan was against all sports and games that caused cruelty or pain to animals. He would not allow his companions to witness the bullock cart race on the sands of the riverbed held annually on the festival known as the Big Ekadashi. He objected to the twisting of tails and the flaying with sticks for the evil pleasure of the master. Professor Kasturi writes, years later, I remember one night Swami calling back to Prashant and Ilyam a group of devotees who had left in a bullock cart. They were proceeding across the river to their cars, which had been parked at Karnataka Nagapalli on the other bank. Bhagwan waved his blessings and they got into the cart, and it crept out of the main gate into the road beyond. But then after a while, Swami sent someone running to fetch the devotees back to him. And when they returned, Swami told these devotees, "Listen, when you reach the sands, you must all get down and walk across. Don't force the bullocks to drag all that weight through the sands. Do you understand?" Such was the care and concern of beloved Sai Gopala. When we say ahimsa, when we say help ever, hurt never, it encompasses every being of creation. That is what the word Gopala is all about. Let's come to the last line. Govardhana refers to the hill that Lord Krishna held aloft for 7 days in the Dwapara Yuga. Dhara means to hold. The residents of Gokul Vrindavan used to worship Lord Indra, the rain god. But on one occasion, little Krishna persuaded Nanda to stop the usual puja for Indra and to instead worship the Govardhana hill. Indra was stung by this neglect and poured terrible rains on the village. But Krishna held the Govardhana hill aloft on his little finger and invited the entire village to take shelter under it. And he did this for 7 long days. In the Bhagavata Vahini, Bhagwan reveals the inner significance of this episode. Swami says, Indra decided to demonstrate to the world that Krishna was indeed God come on earth. So he manipulated a situation where the Indra Puja was cancelled by the people of Vraja, where Indra retaliated with heavy downpours of rain and Krishna had to lift up the Govardhana peak in order to shelter the cowherds and cows from the onslaught of the downpour. It was all part of a play. Indra had no anger, nor did he entertain any idea of revenge or retaliation. Nor would Krishna ever advise people to give up puja. Such miracles were decided upon in order to make them identify the divine already amidst them. Such incidents confirm the view that nothing can happen without an underlying purpose. Referring to this incident in a discourse in 1961, Bhagwan said, "Why did Krishna raise the Govardhana hill and keep it aloft? It was to announce his truth and his nature. It was to instill faith and to implant courage. It is just a sign, as is each one of my acts," Swami said. "There is no task which I cannot accomplish. Remember, there is no weight that I cannot lift." And Bhagwan continued, "You have faith in Rama and Krishna because of the books which describe a part of their achievements and the experience of the sadhakas who attempted to delve into their mystery. You have not demanded direct proofs of divinity from either Rama or Krishna, have you? Similarly, have faith first and then you will get enough proof of divinity. Take up the discipline of chanting the name of the Lord. When the Lord
carried the mighty Govardhana hill on his little finger. Isn't that symbolic of how he will go to any extent to lift any of our burdens? Many years ago, Bhagwan had instructed a long-time devotee, Mr. Subramanya Chettiar, and his son, Mr. Srinivasan Chettiar, to get a statue of Mother Gayatri made. After Bhagwan saw the Gayatri statue, he specified a particular date and said that they could have the Paduka Puja on that date. Mr. Srinivasan Chettiar said, "Swami, we need 5 days." And when Bhagwan asked why, he said, "Swami, for Mother Gayatri, we need to do the Yajna for 3 days. That is the paddhati, the method." Bhagwan said, "Fine, do it that way." On the 4th day, they had planned to do the pratistha or the installation. Before that, 5,000 people had come and brought Bhagwan's padukas. They all came in a procession inside the ashram, bearing the padukas on their heads. After they came inside, they brought the padukas and placed them before Bhagwan and started the pratistha puja. After the puja was over, Mr. Subramanya Chettiar's father told Swami, "Bhagwan, whenever we do the installation of Mother Gayatri, we should also give as danam, as donation, cows. This is the tradition that we have heard and read in the scriptures. And that is why we have brought 9 cows along with their newborn calves. To whom shall we give these as donation, Swami?" And Swami spontaneously said, "Give them to me." Mr. Srinivasan Chettiar recalls, he and his father and everyone around felt so thrilled when Bhagwan said that. He says, "We had the greatest good fortune of donating the cows and calves to Bhagwan himself. And I don't want to use the word danam. It was just a reflection of Swami's joy and his love for us. Swami made all the 9 cows and calves stand together and he fed fruits and coconut to them. He took photographs with them. He took the ropes of all the 9 cows together and then gave them to Mr. Subramanya Chettiar and said, 'Okay, now symbolically give them to me.' When Subramanya Chettiar gave the ropes to Swami, Swami took them and said, 'Okay, so now I have accepted these. You can now send them to our Gokulam.'" This happened at the gate. After this, what happened was indeed so moving and poignant. When Bhagwan started walking and was about to go inside, one cow suddenly moved. "Ma," she called out. And Mr. Srinivasan Chettiar was walking with Bhagwan and he saw Swami stop, turn around and look at this cow. Bhagwan immediately told him, "When I was Krishna, this particular cow was my gopi. See how she's calling me now. She still remembers me." Swami said that, smiled and walked away. Every time you have Krishna Janmashtami celebrated in the divine presence, every time you see this divine exchange of love between cows, deer, Sai Gita and Swami, you are always reminded of this beautiful Lord who is not just the Lord of you and me, he is the Lord of you and me and the ant, the insect, the cow, the deer, the tiger and the elephant. And it is for this reason that Bhagwan says we should develop that all-encompassing love, because he is the caretaker of every being, and the way we express our love to this creator is by loving every speck, every soul of his creation. The glory of this bhajan is the glory of this beautiful creation and the creator. Let's fill ourselves with this overwhelming love for everything around us as we sing this bhajan. In this last segment of this program, let's listen to this bhajan as sung by the students of Bhagwan at the Prashantinilayam Mandir.
Chitta chora yashoda ke baal, navanita chora gopal. Chitta chora Yashoda ke baad Navaneet chora go
For you to get a feel of how it was when Bhagwan himself used to sing this bhajan, here is a glimpse of Bhagwan singing this beautiful composition.
Chitta chora Yashoda ke baad Navaneet chora Gopal
Chitta chora Yashoda ke baad Navaneet chora Gopal
Chitta chora Yashoda ke baad Navaneet chora
Go, 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 go,
You are listening to an episode of our radio program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast on 28th November 2019. This came to you as a part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Radio Sai's Pishu Prushti. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org and our WhatsApp number is 9393-258-258. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.